I don't think anything was done over here until the Americans came over and started jitterbugging. And then in the 40s, it started what was known as bebop. We used to go to Boscombe Pally, which was in Palmerston Road, and you'd go along. You could either stand and listen, or you'd dance, jive, or whatever.
And were you a dancer?
Yes, we used to jive. Some dance halls used to get chucked off. The MC used to, like the Rialto in Christchurch. You weren't allowed to if they caught you. And you couldn't at the Pavilion, but it was okay at the Boscombe Pally. If you wanted to dance ordinary, you used to have to be at the back, didn't you? Yeah. In the Pally, it was a fairly low ceiling. They weren't allowed to sell alcohol. You went in and you bought your ticket, and there was the bouncer just inside the door. There was occasionally trouble, but not very often. He used to sort it out before it got started.
Why were you allowed to jive?
Well, it wasn't the thing. Strict ballroom, you see. I went to dance classes before I went in the RAF. I went to some dance classes, but they weren't too happy because I used to wear cycling shoes. It was the only decent shoes I had. And they had metal plates on the bottom for clipping into your pedals. If you went to the country dances, like the village hall dances, they had a different style entirely, didn't they? They used to stamp their feet a lot, didn't they, at the village dances? On account of the boots. It was a smoother dance than we did, I suppose. You usually used to dress different to go to one from one to the other, didn't you? In trad bands, you could wear tweedy clothes, but the other used to wear gabardines and things like that. You know, people who didn't go there, just knew of it, used to say, oh, Boscombe Pally, wouldn't go there, you know, wouldn't let my daughter go there. But in actual fact, you know, we never really had any trouble.
The story of bebop in Boscombe was kindly told by Mr. George Bolton. This recording is part of the Untold Boscombe project. To find out more about the project or to tell us your own story,